What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer once again for the daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Yes, a little different intro to this daily edition of the podcast, changing it up just slightly here in Manhattan, Kansas, and the K-State basketball team, men's basketball team. I be damned. Wow. Unbelievable. I don't even know where to start. I could do literally half hour of just bashing the men's basketball team, which I'm only going to do in snippets here in a daily edition of this podcast, but not going to have that much time. So, like usual, going to have to keep it short and sweet. That's what the purpose of daily podcast is. K-State losing to a Division II opponent, in-state opponent at that, Fort Hays State Tigers, in double digits, losing, falling to them at home, 81-68. And I'll be honest, I did not see the game. And Pro Project co-host Alex Aiden, well, obviously we thought we were all on board of them winning this ball game, getting them positive momentum going forward. But if you can't beat a Division II opponent, what are you going to do in conference play? This is bad, terrible, atrocious. I'm trying to come up. There's so much I want to talk about. I can go way off track with this, but this is a bad loss. K-State, how you lose? And Fort Hays State did not have their head coach, and this one you lost to an assistant coach who hadn't even coached the game before. On top of that, I lost words for this team. I mean, I think from what somebody told me that Fort Hays State did not win a game prior to last night. Are you kidding me? What's up with not beating winless teams? Last weekend you couldn't beat UNLV, and here you're way talented. Yes, you're in a rebuilding mode with this team, but even then, you're still good enough to beat Fort Hays State, and did not do that. Matter of fact, you didn't even come close to beating this team. What is going on? What Mike McGurl apparently said in the press conference is alarming. This team's not fully engaged in practice. This is the same thing. It's football. Off the field, you're seeing many transfers. And we're going to have another daily on another transfer that I didn't know about prior to Lance Robinson transferring yesterday. But this is an awful loss here. 81-68. This is just no excuse. I don't care. You had all your coaches, Bruce Weber, Chris Lowry, Shane Southwell, Moore. This is on y'all. Y'all lost the damn game, and I could go on and on. Seriously, without a doubt, this is an embarrassing loss, K-State. I mean, yes, this was a rebuilding year, but damn, you got to win these games. I'm tired of saying this, but repeating my horse, I'm pretty sure everybody here in Manhattan was telling you the same thing, that you have to win these ball games, these winless opponents, and you can't do it. You're losing to 81-68, seriously. Mike McGurl led the squad with 22 points in the game, and when you look at Fort Hays State, all their scores went in double digits. That's a problem. That's a huge problem right there. And 81 points to Fort Hays State, and your pride is on defense. Bruce Weber, coach tech defense, you're coaching defense. This is inexcusable. I'm sorry. Inexcusable for a team. You're rebuilding me. Yeah, we know you're rebuilding, but this is inexcusable. Listen to a Division II opponent. It hits national news. And, man, and the other guy was in double digits for us with Dejuan Gordon with 11.6 rebounds. He went only 3 of 11 from the field, which is not getting it done. Nigel Pack struggled. 3 of 12. That's not going to cut it. Mike McGurl was red hot. 7 of 9 from the field and 4 of 6 from downtown. Yeah, and that's alarming to me. Mike McGurl, obviously the lone singer on this young ball club, saying that we got to cut the bullshit out. That's what he said, the BS, but I'll say it for him. We got to cut the bullshit out. And this is embarrassing. 1 of 4. And to lose like this game was set up at the last at the last moment because of the whole Butler thing with them getting contact tracing. And for what it's worth now, you should have went ahead and played Butler and get your ass beat by 20. Because you can't beat Fort Hays State. So this was handed to you on a silver platter and you failed to get that done. It is inexcusable loss here. One of four now overall in this young season, and you had a chance to win this ball game and you let it slip away out of your hands. I'm just blown away there. Florida State 55% from the field. 81 points 55, and it hit 10 three-pointers. 41% beyond the three-point range. It ain't gonna get it done. And for K-State, flipped the script here. Only 44% from the field, 4-21 from three-point range. It's not gonna get it done. I don't care. Quit. I mean, we knew going into the season that K-State was in rebuilding mode. And I even said this on the weekly podcast that just came out yesterday afternoon. Checked it out, K-State fam. Just came out for very good discussion, which I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this game also in the next weekly edition of the Triple P. But with a gauntlet of conference as the Big 12 is at basketball every year, you can't beat Fort Hays State, then you're not going to be a team in the Big 12. I'm sorry. And K-State's next opponent is Milwaukee coming in here. That's not until Friday night at Bramlage. And that's another thing. You lose at home. I know there's no fans and all that, but you lose it in Bramlage Coliseum. Fans are no fans. You got to win that ball game. I'm sorry. K-State losing in double digits to a Division II opponent, Fort Hays State. And you throw a nugget on top of that nugget, you lose to an in-state opponent. And Fort Hays State deserves a lot of credit. Win this game. On the other end of the spectrum, K-State, you should be damn ashamed of yourselves for losing the ball game. It starts from the top. Bruce Weber and that whole coaching staff should be damn ashamed of themselves for letting this happen. And again, bouncing back to Mike McGrew's comment in the press conference, that's really alarming this early. And the drama from last year's basketball team apparently is carrying over to this year. People not caring. These young guys not caring enough, and this also goes squarely on the sophomores of Dejuan, Antonio Gordon, and Montavious Murphy. So, yeah, it's bad. And then, of course, Carlton Lingard made an appearance for the first time this year. He only scored, 4 points in the game. So, but main story from Manhattan from last night, K-State dropping to Division II opponent in Fort Hays State Tigers, 81-68. Ugly-ass loss to Division II opponent. So much I can say, and I'm sure me and Alex will discuss it. I'm only scratching the surface, so terrible loss for K-State. And the losing continues for K-State Athletics, carrying from football to basketball. Eddie Gritter III, you have been listening to Triple P. We'll catch you next time.